You know what time it is? Llegó la hora de jugar the puzzle. Joining us is Will Schwartz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Ader.
So, Will, could you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Vespi of Mamaroneck, New York. I said, name a well-known U.S. city in 9 letters. Change the 3rd and 5th letters to get the name of a beverage. What is it? Well, the answer is Pensacola, Florida. Change the 3rd and 5th letters, you get Pepsi Cola. Interestingly, a whole lot of solvers also pointed out about Charlotte, North Carolina. Change the 4th and 6th letters and you get chai latte. If I had thought of that, I might have used that as a puzzle.
So this puzzle was really, really popular. We received over 1,600 correct submissions, and this week's winner is Paula Cerrone of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Paula, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, on and off for almost 30 years, but my oldest son sort of got hooked on it, and so we've both been doing it pretty regularly for the last 7 years. And he actually doesn't know that I'm doing this today, that I'm on here today, but it's his 21st birthday. And so we didn't tell him so that he would be surprised.
Well, happy birthday to him. And when you're not playing the puzzle, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to hike, read, do lots of puzzles myself, perfect my pizza, things like that.
All right, Paula, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
Okay, Will, let's do this.
All right, Paula and Ader. I'm going to give you some words. Anagram each one into a word or phrase from baseball. For example, if I said petal, P-E-T-A-L, you would say plate, as in home plate. Here you go. Number one is idles, I-D-L-E-S.
Slide.
Slide is right. Good. Least, L-E-A-S-T.
Steel.
You got it, steel. Mundo, M-U-N-D-O.
Mound.
You got it. Worth, W-O-R-T-H.
Throw.
Uh-huh. Kiters, K-I-T-E-R-S.
Strike.
Strike is it. Impure, I-M-P-U-R-E.
Let's see. Empire?
Umpire. No, good job. Umpire. Good job. Lupine. L-U-P-I-N-E.
Okay. Let's see.
Starts with an L.
Okay. Lineup?
Lineup. Good one. The next one is a two-word answer, and your word is conked. C-O-N-K-E-D.
Okay, on deck.
On deck is right. Floppy, F-L-O-P-P-Y. And this is another two-word answer.
Okay. Let's see. Like pop fly or?
Pop fly, yeah.
Okay.
Infidel, I-N-F-I-D-E-L.
Infield.
You got it. Infield, you got it.
Okay.
Here's a tough one, I think. Admires, A-D-M-I-R-E-S, admires.
Okay, let's see.
It's a kind of pitch.
Oh, okay. I wish my dad were here. Let's see.
What if I tell you the second letter is I?
Let's see, side.
And there's just
a sidearm pitch
is right. And here's the last one, gurgles, G-U-R-G-L-E-S.
Slugger.
Slugger. Boy, nice job, Paula.
Thank you.
So obviously a baseball fan, huh?
A bit, yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm just thrilled to be here. It's a little dream come true for me.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Paula, what member station do you listen to?
WITF.
That's Paula Cerrone of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing the puzzle, Paula.
Thanks so much.
All right, well, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Name something found on a map of England. Two words. The last two letters of the first word are the same as the first two letters of the last. And if you go to England, you can't see this place. You can see it only on a map. What is it? So again, something found on a map of England, two words, the last two letters of the first word are the same as the first two letters of the last. And if you go to England, you can't see this place. You can see it only on a map. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Ader.